Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome. Big Tuesday for you here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Picks Podcast. Dan Bach here to help you break down this slate because it's a big one. We've got some big dollar tournaments happening throughout the industry and I'm prepped and ready to go. I don't know why you're supposed to want to sleep in later after this whole daylight saving thing, but up at like 5 a.m. today. So I'm going to be exhausted by the afternoon, but I am freaking ready to go here, more so than maybe ever. So let's build some great lineups today and put you on a path to profitability. Want to thank our friends over at Fantasy Draft. If you have not checked them out, great day to do so. Every day is, but certainly today because we got an awesome NBA slate. We also have PGA coming up this week. Tiger Woods back in action once again at the Bay Hill. And looking forward to great setup over there at Fantasy Draft. Make sure you download the app if you can. Makes playing on your phone super easy. And doing a lot of great things with us here at Roto Grinders. And if you want to pay it forward to one of our sponsors, they're a great one to do it, as they have been a part of this show for quite some time now. So check them out. They are Fantasy Draft. Make sure you use promo code Grinders when you sign up. Get access to our premium content. And oh, by the way, speaking of premium content, we've got new premium content starting very, very soon here in the world of Major League Baseball. I'm going to give you the lowdown on exactly what we're bringing to the table tomorrow, but you'll find discounted prices all the way through March the 20th, kind of like an early bird sale for you. So MLB seasonal is going to be $149.99. Single site annual is going to be $279, and then what we're rolling out here are combos, because a lot of people are like, Dan, I want something that has FanDuel, DraftKings, and Fantasy Draft. So what we did is we fired up a combo pack, which includes all the different sites, $179 just for MLB, the combo annual $379, but again, that's including three different sites and all the different sports that you get throughout the year, including MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, PGA, all included in that, and don't miss out. And again, these prices, $320, so we get them through the 20th, and take advantage of that. So in terms of our MLB content, I'll give you the full rundown tomorrow. You'll probably get an email or see some marketing stuff around it today, but it's pretty darn impressive and super proud of the job that we've done to, kind of put this together, and hopefully we can execute it. We usually do. I can't remember a year where we didn't, but I think the team that we've put together is phenomenal here at Roto Grinders and excited for another great year of baseball. But before we, worry about that, we got like a couple of million-dollar tournaments and on FanDuel and DraftKings tonight. Great stuff at Fantasy Draft as well. Yahoo has really stepped it up. They got a new game style. We'll have to see if we can't talk to Daniel over there. So, the industry, in my eyes, really still flourishing right now with, people always naysayers, oh, daily fantasies, roadkill. Not quite. Things looking pretty good from my perspective. So let's get into the games tonight. That's what you're here for. Again, monster slate for us today, and it's looking like a challenging one, which I think is good because there's certainly some guys that we want to put on our teams, but it's not necessarily always easy to do it. I'm not seeing clear-cut value right now, kind of like, yesterday, definitely some risky value out there that may or may not pan out. Oh, man. Pau Gasol, San Antonio, what a train wreck. Just remind me not to play them ever. Oh, well, look, what do you know? They're on the slate again tonight. All right, let's get into it. We'll start at the point guard position, and I always kind of like start with value today. And one guy who's popping on the projection models, and I don't know if I agree with it, but that's Tyler Dorsey here. And again, I'm using like FanDuel for my point of reference. for the positions, and then we'll talk about the other sites, DraftKings and Fantasy Draft on the salary front. But he's 3,800 on FanDuel, which is 300 cheaper than DraftKings, 8K over on Fantasy Draft. The minutes have been solid for him, 27, 24, 25, 32. And the shots have been nice, 11, 15, 13, 12. But the dude does not do hardly anything in the other categories. He's had, what, one steal and one block over the last four games. He's had seven total assists over the last four games. And it really limits his upside. Now, I think he's going to be a guy that you can use in your Stars and Scrub builds today. I don't know how Stars and Scrubby I want to get. Like, I think I want to get maybe one big-name guy in there, whether it's a Davis or a LeBron or a Westbrook. But I'm not thinking the optimal build today is going to be jamming multiple of those guys in there, unless you're comfortable playing a guy like Tyler Dorsey here, who I'm not super comfortable in that. 215 total here. Atlanta absolutely packing it in terms of, tank mode here. Yes, we've got no Kent Bazemore. Maybe there's a few more shots in the mix there, but he's just not a big fantasy guy for me. So I don't see him to be like a must play by any measure. And then we got Dennis Schroeder as well, who is popping on the RG value and the point per dollar. And the thing about him and the thing about this entire Atlanta team is just I just don't know how many minutes we're going to get. You know, we projected him for 30, but that could easily fall into the mid-20s. And if that happens, you know, that's not an exciting spot to be in. But the price on him is pretty cheap here at 6,400. And that's why I think there's some attraction to him, at least by our models. 12-4 on Fantasy Draft, 63 over on DraftKings. And, it's just a matter of how many minutes we're going to see. We're going to see 24, 27, 23. That's what we've seen the last three games he's played. Or do we get a 37-minute game or a 32-minute game where he scored 45 and 37 fantasy points against Golden State and Indiana? If you take out those last two games, road games there on Indiana and Toronto, the three games prior to that, 33, 45, 37, and 34, I'd take those all day long. He is back at home here for this game against Oklahoma City. Maybe that helps him out a little bit. I think he's in my player pool. I don't think he's completely out of the conversation for cash because of the salary, but I'm still a little bit uneasy about using him. Now, Rajon Rondo today, salary has dropped a little bit, which I think is nice because he's down to 5,900 on FanDuel, 58 on DraftKings, 11-3 on Fantasy Draft. He had gotten up to 6-5, 6-9 even over on FanDuel. And the last three games haven't been great, 17, 19, and 23 fantasy points for him. And certainly the last two, he had been at 23 and 19 minutes. That's really not going to cut it for us here, but this is a game total sitting over 230. We've got a New Orleans team that's, definitely angling to try and get into the playoffs. Yes, Charlotte, they're not quite in like full-blown tank mode. Obviously, I think the chances of them making the playoffs are, I guess they're not great, but they're not terrible. I mean, they're, 20 and a half games out. Looks like they're about six and a half behind Miami. I mean, the likelihood that they're going to catch Miami for that eight spot is not great, but they're not Orlando, they're not Atlanta, they're not Memphis or Phoenix, who, just have zero shots. So, and I think Michael Jordan's a guy, as an owner, is just not going to let this team kind of fall into full-on tank mode, a little too competitive for that. So, Rondo's kind of interesting. I looked at his track record versus Kemba, and it's okay. It's not great. It was much better, obviously, early in his career, but I think this looks like a nice rebound spot for him. I mean, we were getting 36, 38, 42, 43. So, what I love about Rondo is huge tournament upside, and he can win you a tournament or help be in a winning lineup for a tournament, at 5,900. So for me, that gets me a little bit excited. I mean, look at the other guys kind of around him. I don't think J.J. Barea wins you a tournament. I don't think Thomas Satoransky wins you a tournament. Ish Smith doesn't win you a tournament. But Rondo absolutely can if he has one of those kind of 40 fantasy point games. Obviously, the floor is a little bit lower than we'd like. But all in all, definitely a guy who I think I'm targeting in tournaments and potentially cash games as well. We've got other value here at this position. DJ Augustine at 4,500. I don't love the matchup versus San Antonio, but should be in the mix today for 28, 29 minutes. Same with Emmanuel Mudiay against Dallas. Is going to draw the start. I like the shot attempts in each of the last two games, 13 and 14. Does enough in the other categories as well. So he has, you know, scored 29 and 27 fantasy points the last two games. And I think Trey Burke a little bit banged up. That's certainly helping Emmanuel Mudiay's cause a little bit, even with Frank Nicolina moving into that starting lineup next to him. Moving, and then the last kind of value piece here that we have is George Hill. I mean, 4,700 for him. It's just whether or not you trust George Hill today, and I just don't. I mean, I want to. I want to trust the matchup where we've got the highest total on the board. We've got a team in Cleveland who needs to get their crap together. And, you know, we've got a Phoenix team that just doesn't play a lick of defense. But he's also a guy who has taken, 8, 5, 6, and 5 in terms of shot attempts over his last four games. 27, 32, 30 minutes are fine, but just not really blowing it out of the water. Now, to be fair, we've got a 25 mixed in there. He had a 45 fantasy point game against Brooklyn, a few weeks ago. There is a little bit of upside there, but I don't know if I can trust it. And I'll be curious to see where he kind of falls in the projected ownership. If he's the least bit chalky, I can kind of get away from that one here tonight. On the high end, you know, I think we've got a pretty sure thing today again in Russell Westbrook. I know the numbers have been disappointing by his standard, and you would kind of hope to see the salary drop a little bit. But he's 22-6 on fantasy draft, 11-5 on DraftKings, and 12K on FanDuel. But, you know, triple-double each of the last two games, but hasn't reached over 50 fantasy points in the last four. That's obviously a threshold we want to hit when we're spending that kind of money. Can he get there? Sure, he can. But I'll tell you one thing that I'm noticing on these game logs in particular. You know, I talked about the shots being down, and they were again yesterday. But steals and blocks, he's had one steal or block. So on FanDuel, you're talking 3 points in those categories over the last three games, which kind of feels like a bit of an anomaly. Normally good for, you know, two steals a game, throw in the occasional block. And, you know, those points certainly help and add up. We'll see if, you know, the fact that this is a back-to-back could be a little bit more competitive of a game. Not sure about that. Maybe that's wishful thinking for me. I think we've got, let me check the line here right now on this one. We've got no line on this one right now because I think Oklahoma City's waiting on some news around Steven Adams. I would probably predict them, with Atlanta just in full-on tank mode, about 8-point road favorites. Total checking in at about like 210 maybe. So we'll see where that falls. But, you know, I think he's a fine pivot off of LeBron, but in tournaments, but it's hard not to play LeBron James tonight. A lot of guys to talk about. Again, big slate. Alfred Payton at 7,900. Love him in tournaments. Not a great history versus Cleveland when he was in Orlando, but this is a different role for him. This is a different Cleveland team as well. Defensively, they are awful, and he's still a manageable salary here at 7,900 over on FanDuel. DraftKings 7,300 and fantasy draft at 12.9. Really like that that DraftKings number on him. You know, Lonzo Ball versus Denver put up nearly 50 fantasy points last time they played. Price is up a little bit on him, 78 and 75 on the two big sites. Fantasy draft 13.6. That's actually not a terrible number to put on him. And crazy enough, Luke Walton seems pretty secure in his minutes for these guys. So I don't hate that play today. Highest total on the board. You could come down a little bit to Jamal Murray, who's been all over the map here lately, but might be starting to get it back together. 31 and 46 fantasy points, and that 46 came against the Lakers a couple of games ago. Salary not too far off where it was that day. 62 it was. Now it's 64 on FanDuel. Came up a little bit on DraftKings since that game versus the Lakers, but certainly some decent upside there as well. And I think That's going to cover it. Keep your eye on Sindarius Thornwell. He gets Chicago here. He didn't play many minutes last game. Teodosic did, but was a fantasy point a minute. Could fall into a crapper possibility at 3.6K. If you need to go down that path, I probably won't, but if you want to, you can. And then Kemba Walker in that high-scoring game, too, at 8,300. It's not an impossibility to see Kemba have a monster game here, you know, give you a 50-burger and what should be a tempo-up spot. The minutes are still there. They're not, again, 34 more minutes in three or four of the last five games. Shot's still down a little bit. I like him when he's in the 20s. It's been 14 and 11 in the last two games, and you're talking about really advantageous matchups pace-wise against Phoenix and Brooklyn, and didn't really add up to what you would have expected. So worries me a little bit to pay that number on him, and I kind of overlooked Kyle Lowry, who just always gets overlooked here in the grand scheme of things. It's just not an exciting game where we've got all these games with like 230 totals. And here we are with, you know, Washington versus Dallas tonight, I believe. Washington versus Minnesota tonight. So, not a terrible game, but, I'm sorry, I screwed that up. My mind is somewhere else. The Nets host Toronto tonight. So, that's not the worst spot in the world for him, but it's also a very high potential to have a blowout there for Lowry. So let's see, 8K on FanDuel. DraftKings, again, he's always cheaper there at 7,600. Again, he's fine. You know, could get you 40 fantasy points today. Has done that two of the last three games, but can also give you a 27-minute game, a 22-minute game, 24-minute game. So especially if we get a blowout there, that's not going to help your cause. Looking at that game right now, we've got a 219 total. Toronto favored by 9.5 on the road. All right, moving on to shooting guard here next. Trevor Booker should be good to go today, and I have a tough time really fading him here at 8,200 on FanDuel. 230 total. Guy should get a ton of shots up. My concern here, though, and again, maybe I shouldn't look too much into these previous games, but he has not played particularly great against Cleveland, but previous Cleveland teams were a lot better defensively than what we see here, and we've seen Booker kind of getting back and forth games, and not that long ago. Guys, you know, against like Oklahoma City, you know, went for, 41 that day, had a 61 against them, 66 against New Orleans, kind of went back and forth there with Anthony Davis, scored 30 real-life points, 50 fantasy points versus Portland. So I could kind of see that happening again. They are getting a little healthier. Warren and Jackson should both be playing today. But I can project him for 33 to 35 minutes. This game's competitive. He's probably going to be the reason why. So I think there's high correlation between playing him and LeBron together there in a lineup. The other shooting guard spot, because he's the one I like most in cash games today, algorithm really likes Bradley Beal tonight. It's got him, you know, going for 41 fantasy points, which I'm not shocked by it. I mean, he's going to get his stuff together. There's no question about it. And he's actually hit pretty close to that in three of the last five games. That last game against Miami, you know, that was a back end of a back-to-back road games there in New Orleans, bounced back with a road game in Miami. I don't know, maybe a little Miami hangover potentially there. I could see him getting back to that 41 fantasy point threshold today. 84 on FanDuel, cheaper than he is on DraftKings, and 16-1 on Fantasy Draft. So if you want some certainty at that position, that's a good way to get it. I don't see me playing really anybody from Detroit and Utah. This game is way down at a 198 total today. So Donovan Mitchell plays like 38 minutes a game. And the matchup's not terrible for him today, but I don't see me pressing that button tonight at a 8K. I'd rather go with Booker, Holiday, or, you know, Bradley Beal. We're not going to have Rodney Hood tonight, so I suppose there's a chance we see a J.R. Smith game develop. And, you know, I'll be curious to see how many people take that shot. He's 3,700 on FanDuel, 42 on DraftKings, 82 on Fantasy Draft. Could score you 34 fantasy points like he did versus the Clippers. Could score you 9 fantasy points like he did versus the Lakers. So he is all over the map. Should probably get some run and maybe even the start tonight. So keep your eye on that to see what lineup they roll. I mean, it's Phoenix, so everybody is kind of in play there. And definitely upside at that $3,700 number. I think you have more safety, though, in guys like Nicholas Batum today and Gary Harris at 65 and 7K. Harris played really well that last game versus the Lakers to the tune of 40 fantasy points. And, you know, we love guys who are locked in minutes. He is absolutely locked in minutes. And even last game, he scored 21 real-life points, which was the most that he has scored in the previous four games, but just didn't do anything rebounding and assists. One board, two assists. Typically, a little bit better in those categories. Didn't even pick up a steal or block. So even though that number last game against Sacramento doesn't look great, he wasn't that far off from where he should be, and I think he can get back there today. I think a sneaky name for us tonight is Tim Hardaway Jr. against Dallas. I believe we're waiting on... Yeah, we're waiting on some news around Enes Kanter, so we don't have a total or a line in this one. Should be a pretty close spread because both these teams are in tank mode today. And you got to love the minutes here. 37 or 35 or more in three of the last four games. 17, 20, 18, 21. Those are the shot attempts in those last four games. And definitely scoring, which you love. And if he does enough in some of the other categories, he's got 40 fantasy point upside in this matchup. So I'll be curious to see where that total checks in. You know, if it's closer to 210, I'm excited. If it's closer to like 205, probably not. But here's the deal. Knicks play just no defense at all. So I think it's going to be 210 or higher. And definitely in that middle tier that I can get behind. J.J. Redick, always a guy I'm willing to look to in tournaments, especially on FanDuel at 4,800. So sub 5K for him. He can get you into the 30s at that price point. Not a lot of guys can. So definitely a name that I am considering tonight. Jordan Clarkson, I'd love to play this guy against Phoenix. I just does not look like he's really, you know, meshing well with this current iteration of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's 4,600. But man, I'd love to take a stab on him. The problem with these GPPs is, you know, the big high-dollar, million-dollar ones are like $200 buy-ins, and I just don't feel like putting Jordan Clarkson in a $200 lineup. If it's a $3 lineup, $5 lineup, $10 lineup, yeah, I could absolutely be behind that. But, you know, on a $200 lineup, at least for me, I don't really see me kind of pressing that button potentially here tonight. And, you know, Luke Kennard's been playing well, but I'm not touching that game tonight. Just don't feel like there's upside in that one. Zach LaVine, price is way down on him. I just don't know if I can trust the Chicago minutes here, but I feel like this is a better pace game here versus the Clippers than they had versus Atlanta, Detroit, and Memphis, and Boston. I mean, those are the last four games for them. Not particularly great, and you can even consider Dallas and Charlotte before that. So I feel like this could be a nice rebound spot for him to get back. The shots were not too far off the last game, two games, 16 and 15. Obviously, we love him when he, you know, ticks up into the 20s, but I think 18 is maybe more of a realistic goal for him. And again, really nothing happening for him lately in terms of rebounding and assists, and still got to 30 fantasy points. If he does a little bit there and he's, you know, got a 5 and a 4, a 4 and a 6, a 7 and a 3, 4 and a 2, 4, 7, 7, 5, 3, 4, 6, 7, 4, 4, 5, 1, he can get to the 40s tonight. So I don't hate him in that middle tier. So I like LaVine. I'm putting him on my list today as options. And I think that's it. I mean, Drew Holiday, obviously fine to get Charlotte if you're doing fair and balanced, but not really going to fit, you know, a superstar, I think, lineup tonight. Speaking of superstars, tough to get away from LeBron James tonight against Phoenix. I mean, this has the ability to be an absolute monster game for him, but FanDuel juiced him up to 12-5. I mean, he's had almost 50 fantasy points. This is an incredible streak he's got going. I'm going all the way back here. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, last 14 games, I'm going to call it 50 fantasy points or more. He had 49.9. So we got him projected at 59 fantasy points tonight. That's a big number. but they need him to play a pile of minutes. He's always productive when he's in there because he does absolutely everything. And you look at kind of position scarcity, there is some value at this position. So I think there could be a reason to look elsewhere in tournaments. I think realistically, I'm probably going to throw two lineups in on FanDuel and or DraftKings tonight. I would definitely have LeBron in one. The question is, do I play him in both? I don't know that I will. I probably would go more stars and scrubby with a LeBron lineup and then maybe play a fair and balanced lineup without him today. So that's what I'm likely to do in terms of my lineup builds. Because we do have some other guys, you know, at this position that we can look to. TJ Warren, go back to him again. I mean, a little bit frustrating at times, but when he's on the floor, you're talking 32, 42, 41, 41. Those are minutes played. So he's only 7K on FanDuel, 6,300 on DraftKings against arguably one of the worst defensive teams out there today. So I think he is certainly a guy to look at tonight. Torian Prince, I don't really recommend playing anybody from Atlanta, but I do believe if there's one guy we can, he might be the one. Scored 60 fantasy points last game, clear outlier, no question. And I feel like maybe that is baked in a little bit, but 6,100 is not crazy overpaying for him because he's the one guy who has some secure minutes. But is he going to go 11 for 18, 9 for 10 from the free throw line, and 7 for 13 from 3-point range? Probably not. Probably not. And honestly, the fact that he did that makes me wonder if maybe I'm overlooking Lou Williams here a little bit versus Chicago because, man, Torian Prince can do that. You know, what's a Lou Williams or Tobias Harris potentially going to do? But, again, might be by necessity. You take Bazemore out of the equation. It's only, you know, somebody's got to shoot the basketball for him, and Torian Prince might be that guy. Michael Beasley, you know, finally got back into a double-double last game against Toronto, played 29 minutes. I think we saw, you know, Enes Kanter end up getting hurt or didn't play that game, which probably helped certainly that rebounding total for him. I think he's fine in tournaments, 4,900 on FanDuel, 54 DraftKings, 10-4 on Fantasy Draft. I'd say FanDuel would be my preferred target for him, but he is, you know, somebody who would be in play. We got Bielitsa tonight, once again, with no Jimmy Butler. Price is starting to surge up to him. 6,200 on DraftKings is obviously a season high. Same with the 58 on FanDuel. I don't think he's unplayable. Are we going to see three steals and two blocks again like we did last game from him? Probably not. But when he gets over 6K is probably when I'm bailing. He's not there yet, so I think we can give him a look. Harrison Barnes versus the Knicks in Madison Square Garden here. Scoring is probably going to be there for him. I think we can project him maybe around 20 to 25 points. If he scores 25 points, the last three times he's done that, he's gone for 37, 36, and 42. Knicks suck. Okay, defensively, they are terrible. So at 6,500, it's not an easy price to pay on him, but it's one I feel pretty comfortable with. Like, I don't see him going for that 24, 28. I see this more as a game into the mid-30s for him. So I like Harrison Barnes a little bit tonight. Not a lot of value I'm loving at this position. You know, Alan Crabb, I almost never play. I don't see me going there tonight. Jonathan Simmons has played really well the last two games. He's 6K on FanDuel, but we also looks like Aaron Gordon's probably going to be back, so I'm probably going to bail off of him. Same with Hezonja. I think that's it. I mean, Corey Brewer, let's see what Brewer did last night. Did he go nuts again? He did, didn't he? Look at that. 16 real-life points. 16, 12, 17. Last three games now as a starter for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't know what to make of this. I mean, 7 free throws last night, that's a complete outlier. I mean, the salary's cheap at 4,100 on FanDuel. DK, he's 39. Fantasy Draft, he's 76. I guess the minutes are there. I mean, they won again last night. I guess we can consider him at that number. I don't see it. I just don't feel like he's a scorer. But against Atlanta, maybe it happens again. I said it yesterday. Don't play him and Paul George together. And George, again, with another kind of pedestrian effort. And surprisingly, his salary jumped up to 9K on FanDuel, 8,400 on DraftKings, 15,800 on Fantasy Draft. And nobody's going to play this guy. You know, I'll tell you that right now. Nobody's going to play him. if Adams is out, I don't hate the likelihood of him doing a little bit more on the boards here potentially, and maybe having a little bit better game. I mean, 21 real life points is fine. It's just, man, clearly Brewer has cut into that just a little bit. 21-11, 21-17. Last four games Brewer has been around, that's been his point total. And, you know, he's a guy who can get to the 26, 23, 28, 25, 33, 29. Hasn't really been there. Now, I don't think it's gone away entirely, but, you know, this is one of those things, like, what does the algorithm know that I don't? Like, why is this guy 9K tonight? Don't get it. Why is he 8,400 on DraftKings tonight? I don't get it. So yeah, I'll fire on him in lower dollar tournaments, but I don't know if I'm gonna put him on my big one here tonight. Maybe the fair and balanced lineup, because you'll get him at sub 5% ownership, I think, tonight. I don't think anybody's gonna really go to him. All right, over at power forward last night or tonight, we got Anthony Davis, who is an absolute beast. But can we pay 12.9 for a guy? I mean, if he gives us another 80 burger like he's done almost like two of the last three games, then sure, we can do that. Does that happen tonight against Charlotte? I'm not so sure. Let me bring up the old basketball reference tool where you can go person versus person. It'll give you their stats. So let's go Anthony Davis versus Dwight Howard and see what we got between these two. Bring it up live in person. Here we go. That's not what we want. Anthony Davis versus Dwight Howard. All right, give me the results. Let's see what we got here. And interesting. So Anthony Davis, they've played 15 games versus each other. Davis averaging 19 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, about 2 steals, 2 blocks. Dwight has been at 15 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and almost 2.5 blocks. Now, let's look a little bit more recent here. Now, admittedly, things have somewhat changed here in terms of personnel, but I always think it's interesting to look and see how they did. Well, earlier this season, you had Dwight Howard go for 22, 16, and 3 blocks. Howard or Davis in that game finished with 19, 6, 4, 3, and 2. So not a ton of scoring in that one for him, but had plenty of other stats. And then at the Atlanta, at the end of kind of last season, Howard went for a double-double, 12 and 12. Davis went for 20, 18, 3 and 2. And then previously that year, you had a game where they only each played 18 minutes, so I don't know what was up with that one. But no real, like, absolute monster games from Anthony Davis here against Dwight Howard. Now, obviously, right now, they're playing at an incredible fast pace. The entire offense is running through him. Can probably throw some of those numbers out the window, but this is a 12.9 salary that we're paying, would have to pay for him, and I'm not sure I'm ready to press that button here tonight. That's a huge number to pay. Now, 11-2 on DraftKings, 21-6 on Fantasy Draft, absolutely. I mean, he's cheaper than Westbrook on Fantasy Draft tonight, so yeah, fire him up there. But on FanDuel, that 13K number, if he gives you less than 70, I feel like you're safe. And he hasn't really sniffed that number previously. So probably going to be off him on FanDuel tonight. I don't think he's likely going to crack my build. But the case to be made for him today is, what is the power forward that you are in love with that we can come off of? And I'm not seeing a lot. I mean, yes, you can get Ben Simmons. Yes, you can get Julius Randle. But these guys are market price right now. 9K on Simmons against Indiana. I don't hate him today because he definitely has upside. There's no question about it. And I feel like there's a ton of safety in him. But is 45 fantasy points good enough for you? On FanDuel for 9K, I don't know that it is. On DraftKings for 8K, I think it might be. That seems to be the destination. And even on Fantasy Draft at 14.7, I like him there. So it's kind of weird. You know, FanDuel, the spot I'm looking to make a pivot, I can't really feel like Ben Simmons is my guy there. You can look at Larry Nance today at 7,800 against Phoenix. That's a big number on Larry Nance. 7K on DraftKings, I'm fine with that. 78 on FanDuel, I think I'm willing to do it. Last game versus the Lakers, he did get in foul trouble, so the minutes were down. And the fact is, they need him on the floor. We saw what happened when he's not on the floor last game against the Lakers, get completely blown out in that one. And, you know, 12, 13, 15 rebounds, that's what he had the three previous games. Here against Phoenix, a ton of shots going up. I see that likely happening again today. So if he ticks into the 30s, we've seen what he can give you, 47, 44 fantasy points. I mean, that's a cash game play on DraftKings. On FanDuel, I feel like he's priced accurately, but I feel like he can certainly get there for us today. Because it's weird. I mean, I could go up, I guess, 800 more and just get Blake Griffin, but against Utah, that feels kind of like a mistake here, but he has been over 40 fantasy points in four consecutive games here tonight. As for Julius Randle, dude should be in for a pile of minutes. It is Denver. Fast-tempoed game. Super high total here. Gave you, what, 16, 6, and 4 last game against them in only 28 minutes. And coming off a monster game against Cleveland last time out. I just don't love that $8,100 number. I don't feel like we're going to make real great value on that number. So, yeah, it's iffy there. So let's see if we can find somebody else. Paul Millsap, 6,700 versus the Lakers. Kind of interested in that one. Now, it's certainly, there's a lot of mouths to feed, and we saw last game, 23 minutes against Sacramento, but he can go into the 30s minutes-wise, as we saw versus the Lakers 2 games ago, and gave you 36 fantasy points. Is that winning you a tournament at 6,700? Probably not. Is it killing you? Definitely not. Kyle Kuzma against Denver, again, another guy who I'm a little worried that the minutes are going to wear him down, but the good news is hasn't played in the last 2 days, but has been at 38, 39, and 42 minutes. You know, last 2 games, 28 and 24, not cutting it at 7K, but a 43 burger and 32 I'm interested in. Definitely would give a little bit greater edge, though, if I had to Larry Nance between those two, but obviously a little bit more expensive. So I don't mind him. He's in the conversation for us today. In terms of pure punts or value, Marvin Williams still pretty cheap here at 4,300, coming off an excellent game against Phoenix last time out at 33 fantasy points. I mean, if Marvin Williams can get you 33, you got to think that, you know, maybe Nance can get into the 50s tonight. Maybe, hopefully. Crossing our fingers on that one. And that's, you know, Serge Ibaka's popping a little bit here, but I'm not interested in him. Hollis Jefferson, I can't get to him. Jeff Green, let's talk about him for a minute. 3,800. There's your punt, but he's Jeff freaking Green. Like, you just never know what's going to happen. Osman is out, and he should be in there and playing big minutes, but I just don't know that we can trust him. I mean, maybe Marvin Williams did it. Jeff Green should be able to do it. He's cheap, though. I mean, he's a path. He's a stars and scrub type of guy. He's going to be in a lot of LeBron lineups likely tonight. I just don't fall in love with it. I mean, he hasn't scored over 20 fantasy points since February the 9th. He played 32 minutes that day. So if he goes over 30 minutes, maybe we get there. But Ty Lue hasn't been playing much of anybody 30 minutes lately. So that could be a stretch to predict. All right, I think that's where we're at. Yeah, keep your eye on Aaron Gordon a little bit tonight. Let's see what it says. 7,800 on FanDuel, DraftKings at 72, Fantasy Draft 13.5. Don't hate that Fantasy Draft number. Obviously, huge 50 fantasy point upside for him, potentially. And I'm going to throw in one more name, too, into the mix here that I think is somewhat interesting. And that's Ersan Ilyasova, 13 rebounds last game. That is a season high, playing 26 minutes, really cheap salary, 4,300 FanDuel, 4,100 on DraftKings. And definitely a guy who, you know, he only scored 11 points that day and didn't even make, you know, a single three-point shot. So definitely some upside in him at that price point. Not a lot of guys at that price point, I feel, kind of have his upside. But, you know, probably going to see less minutes in a lower pace game than we are going to see in with Cleveland and Phoenix. And then keep our eye on Steven Adams. You know, he left the game early yesterday. It was questionable going into that game. Now it's a back-to-back. You got to think there's a real chance he doesn't play. And Patrick Patterson, think would be the guy who would be the beneficiary, you know, could potentially be a Jeremy Grant. You know, if Grant moves, like, into the starting lineup, I don't think he will. They'll probably play Dakari Johnson, like, 8 minutes or something like that. But if it is Grant, I don't hate him because he's been in that role previously and been able to tick up into the 20s. 3,800 on FanDuel. You know, he's not a gimme price. 4K on FanDuel, 38 on DraftKings. Not a gimme price tag on this guy, but if they do get in garbage time, which is a distinct possibility here against Atlanta, it's not an impossibility to see him, you know, play, you know, some of those garbage time minutes here tonight. All right, last spot for us, the center position. And lo and behold, we're going to have to answer questions about Martin Gortat tonight on FanDuel because he is all the way down into the $3,700 range. $4,500 on DraftKings, $8,500 on Fantasy Draft, but $3,700 on FanDuel. That's a season low. Gets a matchup here against Minnesota. I mean, if he gives you the 22 fantasy points we saw against New Orleans 2 games ago, or 25 he gave you against Toronto 5 games ago, you'll take that to the bank. Or 23 against Milwaukee. That works. So he's got to be in your player pool and completely viable, but they don't love him anymore. The minutes are absolutely being scaled back, and I don't think this is a matchup versus Minnesota they have to play Gortat in. So I like him. It's hard to say, is he a cash game play? That seems like a little bit much. I'm not seeing like an obvious center option for us today. So I think that's going to, you know, definitely put him, you know, on the radar today as a guy that we can look at. You know, Pau Gasol played like 8 minutes last night. I mean, I don't know what happened there. I mean, it was back end of the back-to-back or the front end of a back-to-back. I whiffed on that last night. Totally did. Fully acknowledged that. That alone should have made Nurkic the play at the same price. I got too enamored with the Aldridge being out and just a mistake on my part. And but tonight, you know, second game of a back-to-back against a dreadful Orlando team, maybe this is a redemption spot for him. I mean, we see this happen all the time. The question is, you know, San Antonio just cashing it in for the year. I mean, they are out of the playoffs right now. Maybe Pop just says, screw it, you know, play for draft picks. Maybe he plays that game tonight because he's playing all these guys like 20 minutes a game. They're not going to, he knows they're not going to beat Houston or they're not going to beat Golden State. Maybe he's just, you know, says, this is it. You know, let's play, you know, let's go through the motions. And it sounds weird that a Hall of Fame coach would do that, but it's also a Hall of Fame coach who's very much a realist and can look at the situation and be like, what do we have to gain by getting the 8 seed at this point in time? So we'll see. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is supposed to return, I believe, on Thursday. So maybe that will change their fortunes a little bit. But hard to pull the trigger if we are simply you know, firing one lineup on Pau Gasol tonight. Some other names, though, that I'm interested in. Miles Turner here against Philadelphia. Don't mind him at 6,800 on FanDuel, 62 on DraftKings. Shots are up 13, 16, 14 last 3 games. Double doubles in each of the last 2 for over 40 fantasy points in each of those. You do have foul risk here against Embiid. That is absolutely in the cards tonight. And I think this is not a spot I hate for Embiid, by the way. He's finally under 10K. I mean, this is a guy who was 10-2 not that long ago on FanDuel and you know, has 60 fantasy point upside. Now, he hasn't reached that in a while, but Indiana, not a great defensive team by any measures, had a pretty good track record versus them in his career. So I don't hate Embiid here. The minutes under 30 in each of the last 3 against Brooklyn, Miami, and Charlotte, but I think they could tick up here in this game against Indiana. Again, both of these teams in the mix for the playoffs, so both playing for a lot. So we should actually have a competitive basketball game for once. So I don't hate Embiid, especially if you're, you know, not playing LeBron or not playing Westbrook tonight. Other centers for us, you know, the Cat is fine at 10K, but that's a big number to play. Same with, you know, Drummond and Gobert. All those guys are so pricey. You could go down to the cheap seats with Zizek. We've got him projected at 16 minutes and almost 17 fantasy points. I'm going that low. I'm probably going to take Gortat over him. But, again, 230 total in this game. And as I predicted previously, find a day when Larry Nance gets in foul trouble and plays Zizek. Well, guess what? I didn't play that day when Zizek went for, almost 30 fantasy points, I think it was. Let's see, it was 28 in 19 minutes. I didn't have him that day. The Joker at 9-7, he's fine against the Lakers today. Is he going to fit your build? I don't know. But keep your eye. The news I think we need to keep our eye on here is New York. If Enes Kanter sits today, we could get a healthy dose of Kyle O'Quinn at just 5,500 today, 47 over on DraftKings and 8,900 over on Fantasy Draft. So Kyle O'Quinn looking pretty interesting to me today, especially if Kanter sits against Dallas, who is dreadful down low. And you could even make the case for Kanter as a play if he is healthy. I mean, he has scored 30, 39, 40, and 44 over the last four games. So definitely a guy that we need to keep tabs on here today with the news. But that is going to do it for me. We got a big night in DFS, so make sure you're checking out all the content we've got here at Roto Grinders, Lineup HQ, helping you build lineups, and of course, Grinders live shows. We got those three of them today. We've got SiriusXM right before lock. We've got Crunch Time. We've got the Court Report live blog. So please take advantage of all these tools and this tremendous content. Again, you know, take it in, take what you want from it, build your lineups, and hopefully you can win some cash and we can help you along the way. We're not handing out answers. You still got to do the work in the end, but hopefully some of the stuff we provide is of value to you. But thank you as always for listening, being a part of what we do and what I do here at Roto Grinders. Been doing it so long and still get a ton of enjoyment out of it. Love seeing you guys have success, sharing that with me and the team. It definitely puts a smile on our face. So I'll be back tomorrow for the Wednesday slate. Hopefully you have a great night in DFS. Until then, we will see you.